Hello.
Hello, good evening. Is Candace Lowry there?
May I ask who's calling?
My name is Alan. I'm calling for National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Okay.
No.
Are you 18 years old or older and registered to vote? Thank you so much. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote, probably vote?
Yes.
Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Yes, I will.
Definitely vote?
Yes.
Think you may have your age?
I'm 53.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
Thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction?
Very, very dissatisfied.
Thank you. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100. First one, Black Lives Matter.
I'm 50.
Thank you so much. Next one, your local school board.
50.
Thank you. Next one, Joe Biden.
60.
Thank you. Next one, the American Federation of Teachers, or AFT.
50.
Next one, public charter schools.
Like 70.
Thank you. Next one, Donald Trump.
0.
Thank you. Next one, public schools.
Like 40.
Thank you. Next one, public school teachers.
80.
Thank you. Critical race theory.
0.
0. Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Now, generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. Would you say public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or growing worse?
Probably the same.
Thank you. And some people view education as a means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means public schools prepare them very well, 5 means public schools prepare them somewhat, and 0 means that public schools do not prepare students at all regarding this topic.
Got it.
First one, compete for and get good jobs in the future global job market. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
0.
Thank you.
I don't prepare you at all.
Next one, develop critical thinking skills.
Probably 5.
Next one, develop social skills.
Six.
Thank you. Next one, grasp the academic basics of reading, writing, and math.
3.
Thank you. Next one, understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world.
Like a 7.
Thank you. Last one, be ready for higher education, like college.
4.
Thank you so much. Now, we said that your state spends just about the right amount, too much, or not enough on public school education?
Not enough.
Thank you. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT? A lot? A little? Nothing at all?
A lot.
Thank you.
Oh, is this almost done? Because I have to go.
We are wrapping this up now. Almost done. Thank you so much for your time, for your patience, ma'am.
Yeah.
As you might have heard, critical race theory, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some said that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Will you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
I would agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
A lot.
Thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools?
A lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
And please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. A certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly
maybe
disagree?
Somewhat, because I think you can take it too far. So, yeah, somewhat.
Somewhat disagree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Next one, public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Yeah, strongly.
Thank you. Last one, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree?
Disagree. Strongly disagree.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say will help improve the quality of public schools for each. Please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. First one, teaching about America's history of slavery and segregation.
Agree. Strongly agree.
Thank you. Next one, raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certification and licensing requirements.
Somewhat, I guess. I don't even understand the question. I've got some things going on, so I got to hurry.
We would love to continue with this survey, man. We're almost done here, and we would love to hear your opinion. Just a few more minutes, and we're over. Next one, removing books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics.
Strongly opposed. I think books should not be banned.
Thank you. And next one, increasing teacher pay.
Strongly agree.
Next one, adding armed security guards to patrol all K-12 public schools.
Strongly agree.
Thank you so much. Some U.S. cities have approved a new black study curriculum for K-12 public schools. This new black studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a black studies unit to the K-12 public school curriculum?
I somewhat agree, yeah.
Would that be somewhat support or oppose?
Yes, support.
Thank you. We're almost over here. Thank you so much for your time again and your patience. I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it a very convincing argument, 5 means it's a somewhat convincing argument, and 0 means it's not at all convincing argument. History teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. This attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more future. How would you rate that from 0 to 10?
I didn't even understand what you just said.
Will you let me to read that
what
back
to you?
It says, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when writing a politician...
I somewhat agree. I don't have time. I somewhat agree. It's fine.
We have a scale from 0 to 10, where 0
5.
Is not at all. Okay. Next one, we don't allow non-experts to yell at doctors about how to perform surgery or at carpenters or electricians about how to build a house. It should be the same with teachers. Teachers have spent years or even decades earning their credentials and studying their subject matter. So teachers should decide what to include in the school's curriculum, not parents and certainly not politicians. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
5.
Thank you. And last one says, working for diverse classrooms and inclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do. It's also the smart move for kids of all races. Students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds. And exposure to diversity helps prepare them to navigate for our increasingly diverse world, a skill that colleges and employers value. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
8.
Thank you so much. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school curriculum.
No.
Strongly or somewhat?
You said yes or no. I said no.
Right, but that will be strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
And last one says, public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues.
Somewhat agree.
Thank you so much. And switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for...
Okay, I don't have more time for more questions. Like I said, I got to go. Thanks.
These are the last questions, ma'am.